99 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, shops and garages, equipment storage, livestock facilities, barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
Whether you're needing a pole barn, a steel building, a shop, a garage, or any kind of ag building, MRSK Buildings is who you should call. With over 20 years of experience, this family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, 7:21, 47 degrees on our way to 65 windy ones today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by a Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon. Captain Haddon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I'm enjoying the sunshine.
I'd imagine, because we're looking at a really nice stretch of sunshine weather taking place all the way through the upcoming weekend into early next week. Are things sunny over at the Emporia Salvation Army, or you got some things that you really need, some needs that you need to address here today?
No, we're doing good. Our moods are happy. We do have a new food drive coming up. The Stamp Out Hunger that we want to bring people's attentions to.
Well, when we'll be stamping out? What's the date? What are we looking at?
Yeah, so on May 11th, that Saturday is when they have the National Stamp Out Hunger, and this is with the United Postal Drivers, the postal workers who do that all across the nation. And so what we do is we have purchased the blue bags this year that will go out on people's mailboxes, and you fill that blue bag with food, and then the postal workers will pick it up and bring it either to the post office or to the Salvation Army. So it's a big day, and it's a big food drive for us. Again, you know, our 6 months apart, KVOE Pack the Pantry and this Stamp Out Hunger is really what provides the food for our pantry during the year. So we always need a lot of volunteers. About 10 o'clock, we think, give the postal workers a chance to, get out on their routes before they start bringing food back. And around 11 is when we have to start getting that food. Sometimes in the past, we've always dropped it off behind the post office. This year, we're hoping maybe they'll drop it off right at our facility, since we're only two blocks away. We're not sure of that, but regardless, we have to get it from the post office, to our building all throughout the day. So volunteers are needed. I did talk to the post office, and they could even use help with, maybe some designated drivers to help the postman, pick up food, with a pickup or something, drive around the route with the post office on some of the larger routes.
I was going to ask here, Captain Haddon, it sounds like, if I remember serves me correctly, we're going back to the blue bags. So at least kind of going back to what had worked traditionally before a couple of different changes that had come in the last, I want to say, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, those are a special bag that we have to purchase because, again, if a mailman puts that bag in your mailbox, it's kind of basically postage. It's kind of like an envelope. It's kind of like mail. So those are special bags that we've paid postage, if you want to say, on, that are ordered specifically through this National Stamp Out Hunger drive. So, yeah, look for those bags, fill them. Some of the items, jam, we really need jelly and jam. We always need cereal, boxes of cereal, and shelf-stable milk, if that's appropriate. And then right now we need canned fruits, a variety of soups. we don't need cream and chicken, but the other kinds of varieties like broccoli cheddar, you know, beef stews, stuff like that, pasta, and of course, any baking items.
Peanut butter? How are you on the peanut butter front?
We're okay on the peanut butter. We still have a little bit, but usually it's peanut butter and jelly, but yeah.
Sure. Well, all right. Yeah, and just leave your donation out, that basically put it in the bags by your mailbox, and the Postal Service will be by to pick it up. So you have to purchase these bags, or you're responsible for those?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, we do. So, and we have like some donations that come in specifically for our pantry. So yes, we purchase those bags, for the post office, and yeah, and we need, like, say, volunteers. It's always such a hard weekend to get volunteers because it lands on Mother's Day weekend and graduation weekends and stuff. But, you know, from like 11 o'clock to about 5 when the postal workers, you know, come in off their routes, is when we really need volunteers to help bring the food into the Salvation Army.
Do you have any sense of how many volunteers you think you'll need to make things go really smoothly?
Again, depending on if they're able to drop it off at our location or at the behind the post office, you know, like 3 or 4 people at the post office, and we can take as many, you know, at the Salvation Army, up to 10 people, you know, just some people outside that can weigh the food or bring it in and start sorting. So yeah, there's always never a shortage of need for volunteers as far as sorting the food.
So if people want to volunteer, do they just show up with the Salvation Army? What do you need them to do?
Yep. Yeah, no, just show up at the Salvation Army, and then we can delegate tasks out to where we need people. Last year, I kind of do out throughout the day, filled the back of my van up, and then brought it back and forth between the post office and the building. So we'll see this year.
Outstanding. How is your demand right now here, Captain Haddon, for the other services that you provide? And the reason I bring this up now is basically because we had the LEAP application window period ending at the end of March. You also had the cold weather rule ending at the end of March here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you see a lot of people here the first week plus of April, maybe more so than normal, that were coming in needing, say, rent and utility assistance?
Yeah. Yeah, utility assistance, the bills are really high right now, and which is kind of to be expected after the winter. And then they'll be high again kind of in summer when they start running air conditioners. But, yeah, the utility bills are high. Unfortunately, we were not able to get some grants for our emergency assistance. So, you know, again, we're encouraging people, if you want to specifically donate towards our emergency assistance, to use that Lyon County Emergency Fund, we call it LCREF Fund, through the EBS Bank. So.
Okay. In case people want more information here about what you do here, Captain Haddon, how do they get that, say, online?
We
or at least through social.
We'll post on social media the Stamp Out Hunger and a list of, you know, items that we need. And we can even, like you say, you can either call the bank or call us on how to donate into the Emergency Assistance Fund. But, yeah, those are just two great ways. Just call our office, and anybody can direct you.
All right, so save the dates. It is May the 11th, Stamp Out Hunger, big day for the U.S. Postal Service and our local Salvation Army. Captain Haddon, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you say, we could not do this pantry without all the people that donate food to the pantry. So, you know, we do this together with the community, and we really thank the community support for it.
All right, and we'll have you back on before the date arrives, which is about a month out. Thank you, Captain Haddon.
All right. Thank you.
Captain Miley Haddon, Salvation Army, joining us again. Stamp on Hunger, May the 11th. Chuck?
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, tomorrow is full. Next week in the 7th.